Well, it's one of his promises. It was a campaign promise in his first term. And so he's taking them off, one of them. Normal relationships, good business value, too. The southern states, for a very long time, were dependent on Cuban trade, and that is trading goods to Cuba and also tourism and to Cuba through their airport. So this is a good business deal. It's a campaign promise and businesses behind it.
And so what barriers then still exist to a complete mending of the relationship between the two countries? Why haven't we seen a complete removal of these sanctions? Or of these?
Well,
yeah.
There are some sanctions that are in place basically because of the human rights issues in Cuba. And until the human rights issues better to the United States, the U.S. has some leverage for Cuba. Also, the United States has Guantanamo. And the Cubans, of course, want Guantanamo changed. They don't want the U.S. to leave, by the way. They want prisoners to leave Guantanamo. And some of the sanctions are just, well, we will get the prisoners out. You will do the following things. There are some issues around Guantanamo I don't want to spend on this show. But there are other people camped out from the Caribbean around Guantanamo that the United States and Cuba have to work out, along with the prisoner exchange.
Right. And so this visit does mean that the U.S. is acknowledging that the embargo wasn't necessarily a good policy to extend.
No, the embargo never was a very good thing. It hurt the Cubans a little bit, but remember, they can deal with the rest of the world, including Canada and Australia and all that. So it hurt them a little bit. But it also hurt the U.S. And both things can be cleared out when that embargo goes.
Right. And so, like, I guess looking at the current presidential candidates, because we're having an election this year and Obama's only going to be in charge till the end of this year, what are their attitudes towards reconciliation with Cuba?
Well, who's going to be a Republican candidate? That's hard to say. They would be in opposition, probably not in rigid opposition, to loosening things up, because there are Cubans who came to the United States who are hostile to the regime that they fled. And so they will be, that includes Rubio and others, will be hostile to any change in that relationship. On the other hand, many Republicans are big business people. All the Microsoft and so forth want to open up because this is really good business for them. All the tourism people want to open up is big, good business for them. So they want Obama to take the hit. And clearly, if he comes in, she'll open faster than anybody else. A U.S. embassy is being built in Havana right now.
And what opposition exists on the Cuban side?
The Cubans really don't have much opposition. They want this. The Cuban people really want this. But the Cuban government wants to play in both camps. They used to have a strong Russian relationship. They don't want to be so close to the United States. They can't have relationships with regimes that are farther to the left that put pressure on the United States. So they want to keep that door open. They don't want to be a clone of America.
Right. And I guess then if Obama does manage to normalize U.S.-Cuba relations and reinstate all of these, you know, earlier connections they had, what might this have an impact on his legacy?
Oh, well, this is the deal. If you look at what Obama's tried to do, pull the troops out around the world, the temperature on war, improve the Middle East, improve things for the American worker, and things with climate change. And Cuba is high on that list. Now, he has not been able to get congressional action in all these things. And I forgot to mention health care, but he's gotten some movement using presidential powers or simply having people act like business on the climate change issues without the necessity of having congressional action. So his legacy, he's trying to make it like Lincoln. He's from Illinois. He wants to be there for the big moves, and maybe 20 or 30 years from now, we'll consider these very important moves changing the destiny of the nation.